nothing heard, but we do have some on the log, obviously, because with the way the media folks are going to see remote. He's going next to NRO to be followed by NANOR. Mr. Tim, how are things in Macomb County?
Yeah, thank you, Max. This is NAWRO. My name is Tim. I am one of the AECs in Macomb County, and I apologize. Conditions are a little poor tonight, if this has already been covered. But from Macomb, we do have some bad news. We regret to announce the loss of one of our members, unit number 16, Joe Farah, KE4ZYQ, passed away from natural causes. That was last Monday. Our weekly net this Thursday was, of course, dedicated to Joe. The Deputy EC, Mike, NAVDZ, handled the silent key pre-net ceremony, and our net manager, John, KEAWUO, reminded us of how Joe would frequently advocate for the importance of having a reliable battery backup system. Joe would often suggest that we test our battery backups and encourage us to canvass our members to find out how many had reliable backup systems in place. A lot of us here may know that on Sunday evenings, Joe would often check into this net as well. So rest in peace, Joe, KE4ZYQ, who is now a silent key. And on that note, this is all from Macomb County for this week. This is NAWRO. Back to you, Max.
Thanks, Tim. Thank you for sharing that news. I was glad to see our friend pass away like that. And good thoughts and prayers to go with his family at this time. Let's next go to N8NOR. Followed by WDA-AXP. Mr. Ken, you had a good signal today.
AEA-BOM, this is N8NOR. Good evening, Max. Everybody on the net. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate the kind comments of my signal here. Not too much to report other than in the amateur radio world, I did buy a new 30 amp switching power supply that I've been waiting for since state. I'm using it with this radio than I have been using it with my ICOM 5100, as this one has some power pole connectors on the front, and I hope I've got to make some adapters for my ICOM 7000. That won't take me long this week. I'll get that done. Other than that, good to hear everybody else on the net, and I'll hand it back to you, Max. This is NANOR.
Well, thank you for checking in. As always, yeah, you always have a pretty good signal anyway. It's good, but it's nice to see where you can swap your equipment around and make sure we're working. Let's go to WDAXC, followed by VEC-RMG. Mr. Charlie, how are things doing?
Well, for the introduction, Max, this is WDAXB. Charlie in Vicksburg, Michigan, District 5, Kalamazoo County, not too far away from N8NOR, and not only did he get a new power supply, but I also purchased the same power supply. Yeah, we've been waiting since last convention to get this particular OPEC power supply. The 3005 model, they're just starting to get them into the for sale pipeline, and finally, through Ken's diligence, we found where they were, and we bought two, so he and I seem to often have matching equipment. We seem to end up liking the same stuff, and over the years, I want to thank Ken for calling my attention to the radio gear that caught his attention, so we can swap back and forth his antennas. I'm really glad to hear that in the antenna world, it's a G5RV. Okay, we all kind of know what that is. And it's fed, instead of with 52 ohm coax, it's fed with 75 ohm coax. And his automatic antenna takes care of the rest and loads up just fine. And there is no mismatch. As a matter of fact, it seems to match maybe even a little better than, say, a short run of 52 ohm coax on a G5RV antenna. So it makes me smile when you give him a good signal report over there, from over there. Yeah, it was a sad news to hear about Smokey. I've known Smokey a long time, so he was definitely involved in public service, big time active in Calhoun County, and so I'm glad that he got mentioned on the net tonight, that's for sure. Max, we had a little amateur radio contingent meet with the St. Joseph County emergency manager. So that guy really got a baptism of fire with the tornado in Three Rivers a few weeks ago, and we set up an appointment to meet with them at 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon over at the Sheriff's Department. So we're getting more and more amateur radio infusion, at least into the thought patterns of county emergency management. And now eventually we'll try to get an EC for that county, since it's been being EC for several years now. So that was a good positive meeting that we had last Friday afternoon. So I rambled on enough, and we'll kick it back to you, Max. So KE8DON, this is WD8AXB.
Check in, and good afternoon to everybody on frequency. Obviously not involved with your club there, so I'm not sure what's going on. But I did know Joe a little bit, KE4ZYQ. I had a couple conversations with Joe, but his voice was very well known over the airwaves and heard all around. I was off the air for about 10 years or so and got back on, I would say, about a year ago, and I've heard Joe on numerous times, and I had a couple of Q-Souls with him. He was also a musician, and he's a very nice gentleman to talk to. So, yeah, Joe's going to be missed. Anyway, that's about it. I just wanted to say good afternoon and comment on Joe. I didn't know you guys were going to mention that. But, yeah, he often was on the repeater over here in Windsor, and he talked with a couple of gentlemen, you know, all handsome friends over here, let's put it that way. So, yeah, Joe's going to be missed, and he's watching over us now. Anyway, thanks for letting me check in. Good to hear you guys. I'm curious where the repeater is. I put up a new antenna today, not myself. I had help, obviously. And it's a Diamond X300 up about 35 feet, running 45 watts from Windsor. So I'm curious how my signal is and where the repeater is. Over, back to you.
All right, Thank you.